Talmud says it's so. Amos says, what does it say to say? Zuhi shvuas shov. This is the case of a shvuas shov. Shechayov emals doino makis. If you do it amazed with hasra, you receive malchus. V'yashil gosoi potter. If you do it by mistake, you potter. Zuhi again, lemute mai. What's in the safe? What does it say again? Zuhi, this is it. What do you mean to say this is it? What are you excluding? My love, isn't it? Lemute yachalti v'lo yachalti. The person made a shvua ochalti, that I ate something, and he did not eat it. That's called the shvua sheker, and it's aimed by maisa, that you do not receive malchus. Someone says, loy, no, that's not the pshat. Zui, this is the case. Yashir gosoi potem mikorban again. Here the Sefer says, a shvua shov. Shechiyom azon makas v'ashigosi potter, right. A shvua shov, you potter from a korban. So it says, this is the case. The Rashi brings down the actual case for us, the Tony Bosa Hach. Ezri Shvua Shov. What's called the Shvua Shov? Nishpa Lashana says you do Eliyodim. You make a Shvua to change something that's obvious. You say this table is a chair. So that's called the Shvua Shov. On a Shvua Shov, for sure, there's no carbon. It says Zuhi. This is the case that there's no carbon. Mashm, every other case has a carbon. So you're telling me now the ratio goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. It will not come out good with the Sefer. Because the Sefer says, the only case that there's not a korban is by a shvua shov. We are changing around something that's obvious. Mashma though, my love lamute yachalti v'lechalti. But if you made a shvua that you ate something yesterday, and really you did eat it, then you would be mechayiv a korban. So it sounds like Rabbi Shmuel. How could you say this brisa goes according to Rabbi Shmuel? The Sefer says clearly, you would receive a korban, in a chi of korban. Gemara says, Loi zuhi No. The question is not according to Rishon. The question is, it says you do not receive malchus. So mashma for achaltiv loy achaltiv is no malchus. So Mora says loy, but the brayso means it like this: zuhi, this is the case. Diyashir gagosa potter mikorbin. Avol achaltiv loy achaltiv asher gagosa chayav korbin. That if you made a shvua that you ate yesterday and really you did not eat yesterday in echanami, then you would be chayav korbin. That's what the Brisa means to exclude. And true, for Rabbi Akiva, if so, then the safe for the Brisa comes out like Rabbi Akiva. The Mechayiv Lishovar Kilavo, like our first Mishnah. That the Akiva holds Yechayiv Korbin, Lishovar and Kilavo. What happened for the future and for the past? So, this Brisa will not be a question about Malchus. For Malchus could be the Brisa admits that even on a Shvu of Achalti, Lo Yechalti, you do receive Malchus. But I call upon the Mercy Spira for Amrit Reisha Rabbi Shmuley. But what does this price hold in Hilchas Korban? First, you're telling me the price that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel that you're potter from the Korban. Or Shvua, what happened yesterday, you're potter from the Korban. And now you're telling me it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, like our Mishnah that says, Shvua Shtayim Shem Arba, there are four cases that you chayav the Korban. Even on a Shvua, Lishavar, what happened yesterday? The Mercy says yes. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel v'Seifa Rabbi Akiva. No, this is the question. Is that true? How could it be that the Reisha should be Rabbi Shmuel and the Seifa should be Rabbi Akiva? So for instance, I'll tell you, Kula Rabbi Akiva. The whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Reisha, then, if so, Lav Lamutu Yechalti. Lo Yechalti Mikorvin. The Reisha does not mean to exclude the case where you swore that yesterday you ate and really you did not eat Peshoigin. That you put up in a Korvin, no. Rabbi Kiva holds Yechayiv a korban in such a case. Elo, what does the Mishnah come to exclude? The Braisa, Elamutai Oichel V'loy Ochal Mimalkus. That's all. You make a Shavua, you will eat today. And the whole day goes by, you do not eat. That's the case that you potter from Malkus, as we had before. Either because it's a lav shamed by Maisa, you're not doing any action, or else because it's Asura Sofik. They can't warn you the last second of the day. Avo korban Mechayiv V'enechnami. A shvua that you swear you will eat today, and the day goes by you do not eat v'shege, you be chayiv a korban. Umayshino, what's the difference then? Mistabro koi belabo mimayit labo. We're talking about the future anyway. The Reish is talking about a shvua, what will be. So we're saying in the case that you say that you will not eat today, and then you do eat, that's when you chayiv a korban, and will be mimayit the case of labo. Then a case where you say you will not eat today, you say you will eat today, and the day goes by you do not eat, that's the case that you're potter from the korban. But koyi balabo, mamayit l'shova, that you do not say, If we're talking about cases of lahavur, you made a shvua, you will eat. And then you want to say it's only, this is the only case. But it's excluding a case of what happened yesterday, that you don't say. If we're talking about the future, it comes to exclude some part of the future and not some part of the past. Therefore, the price is not a theory to Rabbi Avuha, to Rabbi Yechanan, that it could be a chalti, b'loya chalti. In all those cases, you would be chayav malchus. Now we have shvua shaloy oichal v'yochal kol shuchayev. And now Mishnah says the case that Rabbi Kiva says yichayev malchus, even if you eat a kol shu. That if you make a shvua, you're not going to eat from this bread, and then you eat a kol shu, for that yichayev. He boiled out the question like this. Rabbi Akiva, that he says Yechayiv, even though you only eat a kol shu, a little amount, v'chola tarakula, Rabbi Shimon Tzurulei, the Mechayiv v'mashu, is the pshat in Rabbi Akiva, that he holds like Rabbi Shimon Shita, that chola tarakula, for all Yisurim, the Yisur, Nakit Chelev, Nakit Noisar, all Yisurim, a mashu is enough. The Tanya we learned, we have the Mishnah Makis, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kol shu l'malkis, any lav hatar, any lav of eating, Nakit Chometz, not eat chaylev, if you eat a mashu of it, yechayif malchus. For loy omru kezayis, I all over shas, we always say an achila means the kezayis. You have to eat at least the amount of the kezayis. Okay, that's only said, el linya carbon. That's only a special locha to mechayif you a carbon. But not for malchus. Is that shanan b'kiva? Or if it really is so, devoy yefluge b'yalma. Really then Rabbi Kiva should have argued all over. Not only over here, Rabbi Kiva should argue all over. Why the ka mifle gehocha? How come Rabbi Kiva only argues over here? Liyadiyacha koichin the Rabbanan. He wants to teach us the strength of the Rabbanan. Tiyaf agav yikala meima. Even though really you could say, ho yulam aforish chayiv. That's pshita. The person makes a shavua and says clearly, I'm making a shavua now that I cannot even eat a small amount of this bread. You could do it. If you speak out clearly, in the forest, if you say clearly, I want to answer even a kol shu of this bread, pshit yitzchal. So since if you speak it out, it's chal, so stam na michayiv. Maybe when a person stam says generally, this bread is also b'shvua. I'm making a shvua, I cannot eat this bread. So min astam, maybe in his mind, also he means even a kol shu. That's what I could have thought. Kamash mulan de pata. Still the chiddushes, the rabbanon said nothing doing. Still your potter. So maybe that's the pshat here. That really Rabbi Kiva holds all over like Rabbi Shimon. It's not a special halach in Shavua. All over he holds a mashu is enough. So what's the chiddush? Why do we bring down the machlokes here only by Shavua? It's the chiddush in the Rabbanan Shita. That the Rabbanan, they hold no. Not only by Chol HaTorah, by other Yisurim, do you have to have a kezayis, but even by a Shavua. By a Shavua, I would have thought to say what a person means when he makes a Shavua not to eat his bread, he means even a kol shu. No, if he does not speak out clearly a kol shu, he meant to say the regular achila. A normal achila always means a kezayis. Just like we owe by mitzvahs, you have to eat a kezayis matzah. An achila is always a kezayis. Who adin by yisurim, it's also always a kezayis. Oy duma, maybe no. The alma kerabonim tzirulei. No, maybe Rabbi Kiva and our Mishnah really holds all over halacha like the rabbanan shita. That you always have to have a kezayis. Whether it's for a mitzvah, whether it's for an isser, for a lav, achil always means a kezayis. If so, why does Rabbi Kiva say in our Mishnah that even if you don't eat a kol shu yichayiv, for yochlein a taima, ho yulam a forish chayiv? Since by shvua, it's up to you to make the isser even on a mashu, if you would speak out clearly, I'm making a shvua, that even a mashu, a smallest amount of this bread is also for me, yichayiv, if so, stam na yichayiv. The Bekiva Svar is a person, when he says his Dibur, he meant to say even a mashu, even though he did not speak it out, but that's Mestama what he meant. That's where the Torah says, Lashon of Achila, or do not eat something. The Torah means the Kezayis. That's when the Torah puts the Yisr upon you. Not eat Chometz means the Kezayis of Chometz. But where a person himself makes the Yisr, a Shavu is always on something, that's Mutter you're allowed to eat. Just you're making the Yisr. So when a person makes the Yisr, just like the Meforish, for sure he means a mashu, Stam also means a mashu. That's the Shaila. What would be Rabbi Kiva Shita? Toshima coming here. The Om Rula the Rabbi Kiva, the Chum said back to Rabbi Kiva, Heichun Mitzinu V'yecha Kol Shu Chayiv, Shizah Chayiv. Where do you find any place that eating of a kol shru is called an eating. Always kol shru is potter. So how come you're telling me here, yechayim by shrua? That's what the Chum asked Rabbi Kiva. Now, the Yemis, if you're telling me, if that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon all over, if so, lemelu, why didn't Rabbi Kiva answer back to them? He should have said clearly, me, I hold all over like Rabbi Shimon. Your question is not a question. It's true, all over. A mashu is enough. Why do you just answer back? Where do we find by a medaver that you bring a carbon? So Marin says it could be Lidivrayam Dirabon and Kamalu. The Rabbi Kiva was smart and he was talking back, and that's what he holds, but he was trying to give it back to the Rabbanan, even according to your Shita. And he meant like this. Lididi, according to me, true. Bechola terakula k'Rabbi Shimon, truly. Me, myself, I held like Rabbi Shimon all over, that even a mashu is mechayev you malchus by kol yisurin. By any yisav, yid even a mashu yechayev. But lididchu, but according to you, Rabbanan, that you argue on Rabbi Shimon, and you hold all over, you have to have a kezayis to be mechayev you. Oideli miyu, still you should agree to me. Over here by shvua, then it's different. Or shvua, you should agree. Since if this person speaks out clearly that I want to make an issa shvua, even on a mashu, so then for sure the shvua is chal, you'd be chayiv. So stam nami chayiv, there should be a svar that by a shvua, a person means to ask even a mashu. So you should be chayiv even on a mashu, even on a stam. That's what the Bekiva meant to ask to the Rabbanan. And on this, for Yom Ulei Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said back, no. Loi, there's a big difference. Min hastam, when a person says, I make a shvua, I will not eat, he means the Lashon HaTorah. Just like the Torah means the Kazayas, he also Menastams means the Kazayas. He does not mean to ask for anything special. Just if he speaks out clearly, I want to put the Yisra even on a Mashu, then he's Chayiv. So, from our Mishnah, don't have a proof. There could be Rabbi Shimon really holds like Rabbi Kiva. If Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, he's only answering back according to the Rabbonim. Toshma, come in here. It says clearly, Rabbi Kiva, says, Nozir Shashara Pizza Biyayin, a Nozir that has a piece of bread, and he's soaking it in wine. And it's also for Nozir to eat wine, to drink wine. V'yeshbo k'dei letzarof kezayis. Now in this nice big piece of challah he has, the piece of bread he has, when he dips it in, he has a kezayis of wine inside this bread, and he eats it together. The locher is chayis. You should know he gets malchus for this. It's considered he ate a kezayis of Issa. Now, v'yisakadaitach, v'yalmach Rebbe Shimon Tzurilei, lomali letzaref. What is that? Why did the Kiva have to say here, you're metzaref to two? Now, tziref here means like this. Tziref means that the wine itself is not a kezayis. It's the wine and the bread together that's a kezayis. Rashi says, v'yishpach letzaref kezayis means, bein pas b'yayin. We put the pas and wine together. Chayis, Rashi says, why? To hetter mitzaref liyisa b'isuri nazar he afina lo mi mishras v'chol mishras anavim lo yishter. The next apostic that you say here hetter mitzaref liyisa. In other words, we're going now by a nazir yoni chayiv if you eat a kezayis of the wine. Here the wine itself was only a chatzi kezayis, but since the wine is soaking in the bread and he's eating it together, we say a new svar by nazir hetter mitzaref liyisa. If you're eating it together, the heft of the bread is part of the kezayis of the wine. So it's sort of like you drank, you ate a kezayis of wine. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Now the question is why? If you tell me all over, Rabbi Kiva holds like the Rabbi Shimon, that's the kol shu yichayiv, is so lomali l'tzaref, by nozer is chayiv even on the kol shu of yayin. Why do I have to have a kezayis worth of wine here? That's one question. V'yoyit secondly tznan we learned, shivua shelo yoychal. He makes a shvua he will not eat. V'yochal nevelis treifus eshkotz v'moshim chayiv. He makes a shvua he will not eat today, and then he ends up eating things that are treif anyway. Still, he's over the shvua he's chayiv. Rabbi Shimon points. Rabbi Shimon says no, that's not called an achila. He made a shvua not eat something that you're allowed to eat. He did not mean to include nevelis treifus nevelis. Shimon Potter. Vavinim, but we have a question. Amai chayiv, what's that according to Tanakama? Why are you chayiv over here? Mushva mehasinayu. Anyway, you have an issa not eat nevelis. So how is the shvua chal? A shvua is only chal on something that it's a reshus, that you have the right to eat it. Now with the issa shvua, you can put an issa not eat it. But something that's also anyway, that's always the klal, ain't shvua chal or shvua. Something that's mushva v'yomid. So you have already a tzibui not eat treifus before your shvua. says, so the shvua should not be chal upon treifas. So why is the chal over here? So Rav Shmuel, Rav Yechon, and the Armatavayu, they both say like this.
This was who's the director? Let's start.
They the Armatavayu that the kolo dvorim hamutorim in dvorim asurim. That's the terrace. We're talking about here. He made a shvua not to eat anything today. So just like the shvua chal upon the dvorim hamutorim, the regular food, where it's the kolo, it's also chal upon dvorim asurim. Right. No, there's only you can't make a direct shvu on that. But it's the kernel of chal. This is chal upon something else, like a migu that gets slept along because of the new isurim, it's chal of the old one also. Fresh lakish amal amano. Iyatamoitzi ele ibim forish. Chati shir falibu de rabbonin. Oy bistam falibu de rabbikiva. Here the case is talking about that the shvua, you know why it's chal upon the nevela? Because midi yiraisa, nevela is only also with the kezayis. If you eat the kezayis, it's also. But pachas mi kezayis, mashm is mutter midi yiraisa. But now the shvua is chal even on a pachas mi kezayis, even on a mashu. Where do we have the case that the shvua means even a mashu? So he says, ibe meforish, chati shir balibu de rabbonin, mashm we can now mishnah, the rabbonin say even by shvuas. You're only chayiv if you eat a kezayiv. But a stam shvua, if you eat less than a kezayiv, you're potter. So according to Rabbanim, we're talking about where you're meforish. You speak out clearly. I'm making a shvua that today I'm not allowed to eat even a chati zayiv, even a chati shir. That's the shvua that he made. So such a shvua is chal even on a nevela and a trefa. Because midi yirais, the nevela trefa is only yosa with a kezayiv. Less than a kezayiv, there's no malchus. That's the question if chati shir is also minatar or not. But a kolpon is not in the forest. It doesn't say clearly the yisra of chatzishir. Therefore, shvua would be chal upon a chatzishir. Or else it says clearly, Rosh Lakish, oy bistam, feliba the Rabbi Kiva. The yomar odom oyster atzmai b'cholshu. So you see clearly, Rosh Lakish learned up in Rabbi Kiva that Rabbi Kiva holds kol terakula, you need a kezayis. When is the nevela also? Only if you eat a kezayis of the nevela. Only by shvua does Rabbi Kiva hold, even with a kolshu, yichayiv. Therefore, the shvu is chal upon a nevela. Why? Because we talk about if you want to tell me that the Yalma Rebbe Shimon Svirulei that Rebbe Kiva holds all over like Rebbe Shimon, that when the Torah says not to eat a nevela, it means even a kol shu. If the Torah itself tells you you're not allowed to eat even a kol shu of a nevela, kol shu nami mushva v'yemem mehasinahu. So why is Rosh Lakish answering? Why is the shvua chal upon a kol shu? It's also mushka v'yirah mehasinai. El alav isn't the pshat according to Rosh Lakish at least. Shmamina b'yalma k'rabbonin s'rilei. Really, Rabbi Kiva holds that k'rabbonin shita. When the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a nevela, it means the kezayis of a nevela. B'yalma k'rabbonin s'rilei. Shmamina. But it's only a new svar of a kiva, only argues on the Mishnah by shvua. By shvua, Rabbi Kiva holds that since you are the one that's making the yisr, and you have the power to make yisr even on a kol shu, because if you'll be meforish, you will speak out clearly, everybody agrees you could do it. So to keep hold, even minastam, also a person means tasu a kol shu. So this would be the case that a shvu is chal upon a nevela. Nevela minastam is only yisr with the kezayis, pachas is muta, because you're shvua, it's also even on less than the kezayis. Omulal Rav Kiva comes about Rav Kiva Heichen Metzina. Where do we find a case that with Dibur alone Yichayev a Korban? That's what Rav Kiva answered back. Heichen Metzina b'medaber omevi Korban. Where do we find that just for speaking, saying words, Yichayev a Korban? In other words, Shvu is different. So where's the question? What kind of question is V'loi for Rei Namala? So what? Where's the case that Yichayev on a kol shu? That's what the Chum answered back. So we ask the question, first of all, if you eat in the mole, if you eat an ant, you're also chayiv. Yeah. And the Gemara, Ber Yishani, that's different. If you eat a whole creature, then everybody agrees, Ber Yishani, Ber Yishoshiv, for that you do not need a kezayis. For the Gemara, Barei Hegdish, his nis of Hegdish, that's also only bedibur. Rosh is to mechayiv mila, b'shava pruta, b'fil pokos nekezayis. By mila, by Hegdish, is not totally nekezayis, it's totally in how much it's worth. If it's worth the Shava Pruti, you'd be chayiv, even though it's less than a kezayis. So you also see your chayiv less than a kezayis. Samara says, no, for being in Shava Pruta. There, Hegdish had his own shiurim. Torah gave a shiur of a Shava Pruta. Because the more is mashma that if the middle is a gezel bigaloch, it's like you're stealing from hegdish. Gezel is always totally in the value that has to be worth a shel pruta. Berei mefarsh, if you speak out clearly that you're making a shavua even on a kol shu, you rabbanon agree that you're chayiv. Tomorrow says lefarsh nami kaveri adami. The rabbanon do agree. That's something davar choshev. If you speak out clearly, that's kaveri adami. Berei offer, either it's a case of offer. Somebody makes a shvua natid offer. You make a shvua natid dirt, so it's not a barachila, so it's not shaykh a kezayis. So pshiti even a kol shvua is chayis. So I said, tivshu the boy rubber. No, it's not so poshid. That's a shalom what rubber is. The boy rubber shvua shleichel biyochel offer. Person makes shvua, he will not eat today, and he eats dirt. The kama, how much does he have to eat to mechayis? Tivshu adik kezayis is being a proof. You have to still eat the kezayis. Mer says no. When do I say you need a kezayin? It's only something that's edible, kamrinan. But dirt that's not edible, pshiti yibichai even on a mashu. It doesn't apply any shir achila. It's not an achila. Hooray, kainomis. Either is a neder, which is chal even on a kol shu. The Gemara says, kainomis namik leforish domi. If you put the yisr upon this chetz, upon the bread itself, that's like speaking out clearly, you mean any part of this bread should be offered to you. The Rashi says, oimer, kainim kikizu alai. Is those the rats of a kol shu? Yes. So the answer is that's kim forish dom. Rashi says, "Afishein the maski is shom shem achila." You do not say the lashon of achila. You just say kikizu osur alai. Since you put yis upon the bread, is those kim forish even a mashu of it is chayis.